Welcome to the Builder's Ladder with Marty Amos and Owen Chambers, the show for residential building company owners and general contractors wanting to make more money and buy back your time and build a business worth owning. We share what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors so you can implement it into your business. You either win me or win. Win,
win, win, win. Yeah. Fuck everything else. Win, win, win. Yo, what's up? Vinny. We're back again. Number three. How lucky am I? Here again to hang out with our head of member success, Mr. Vincent Vecchio. Italian roots, correct? You were back in Italy this time-ish last year, hanging out with the extended family, right?
That is very correct, yes. And if those can see the video right now, you'll see that I have a very long mustache and definitely represent some Italian culture.
Yeah, so good, so good. Favorite place in Italy? You got one?
Oh, yeah. Sicily, dynamite place. Like, just beautiful beaches, nice food, probably the best food I've ever had. Cannolis, rice, arancini balls, yeah. Best stuff. So strongly recommend that.
Yeah, so good. I do love me a good Italian pasta. I've spent a lot of time in like Eastern Europe, like Hungary, Croatia, Montenegro, playing water polo and different things like that, and doing swims. And the diet in that part of the world is typically like cheese, meat, and bread. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. But pasta in Italy is pretty good as well.
Yeah, 100%. Burgers in Montenegro aren't bad.
Yeah, yeah. You had a couple of good ones?
Yeah, it was just like the daily staple. Just I might as well just get another Montenegrin burger. So, perfect. Yeah, fits well, man.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world. Hey, so good. So the reason that we're on the line today is you've recorded with some of our members in Momentum a couple of interviews. And the interview that you've got with us today is from a member who is exactly that. Like, we identify them as being a momentum. Momentum's a superpower. We say, like, cash flow is king, profit is prince, but momentum is emperor. Like, if you can attack a problem, make changes, get solutions, and feel like you're actually making progress, then life becomes a heck of a lot easier to make difficult decisions, have crucial conversations, and honestly manage a very difficult business in a very difficult industry. Residential construction is like spinning multiple plates, probably standing under a cold shower, ripping dollar bills up sometimes. So we want to make it as easy as possible and attack the problems that we can solve. So walk us through, what's this interview all about and who's it with?
Again, I'm pumped about this one, but we've got Ken on the line here. Now, Ken, just one of the best stories I've heard. He believes that he was in what's called a 10% town, meaning that you should put 10% on your price in terms of margin or potentially markup as well. Because if you raise it any higher, no one's going to say yes to you. That was the belief of this town. He went from that, being in the 10% town, to increasing his margins to about 25 to 30%, which is almost a triple the expectation of what that town should be. Now, as we know, gross profit margin is the most important number of our business. So to go from 10% to 30% is a big deal in regards to profitability. So that's one of the biggest wins. But it's not the only. He's also bought back about 40 hours per week of low-level tasks worth of time through hiring a VA and a site foreman, and as well putting the right systems in place as well. He's booked out 12 months in advance. As I said before, charged his first 30% project and loving all the systems and training that we've been providing him so far. So I'm pumped for this interview. I know you and every other listener will be as well. And yeah, he's killing it.
So good. You can build such a resilient business when you're actually able to protect your margins. Now, let's just be really clear. Margin isn't what's left over. It's not profit, but it allows you the ability to invest into your people, invest into your processes, have a resilient business that's going to live on beyond just a couple of projects. And that's a real concern that a lot of builders or like people looking for good builders have nowadays, right? You know, are you going to go belly up like a bunch of the other people that I see in the news? And the answer is like, heck, if your margins are low, maybe. But if your margins are safe and protecting of the business and of your team and of their families and of the risk and liability that you're absorbing by being a business owner, then you're in such a stronger position to kind of put those systems in place, buy back that time, and build a sustainable, resilient company rather than just a busy job with high risk and liability and sleepless nights for you and realistically your clients as well. Because if they're getting the cheapest, then they're probably not getting the best level of service that you can provide because, well, like, let's be real, that's the reality of it. And they might not be getting it from the best company either because we want you to be around a long time. And to do that, you need to have protected margins. So I'm super excited to hear this one. Ken's an absolute weapon. What a great guy. I'm so pleased that he's put the stuff into place and got the results. A real cool guy in our community. So let's get into it.
Well, Ken, you are absolutely crushing it by the sound of things. You've been stacking a lot of wins, which is nice. And that's exactly why we're here today. I want to use you as a case study of an example as well of what members can achieve if they put in the work, they implement the stuff, and actually take action on the things that work for them. Because you've literally done that. And in a very short time, you've been able to achieve a lot of great things, but also you're in momentum to keep rolling. Like, we've still got obviously more to go, but you've already stacked a lot of wins in the start of it. And a big goal of all our members is I want to basically treat everyone as a case study eventually one day. That will get you to a point that's like, hey, this is what Ken did, and this is how he got this exact outcome. And it's really cool that you're now at that position where I'd love to interview you, see what you've done, identify the wins, and be able to go from there. And I know that you've I saw that you posted, was it in the Facebook group? I saw you posting that you went through a similar process that we're doing right now with the client. Was that true? Did I run in the Facebook group?
I was hoping to do this with you before, so I had some idea of it. My sister-in-law came up, she's a photographer, she came up last Wednesday, and I had two clients lined up. I was really nervous about asking for a testimonial. So she goes, look, I've got two ways of doing it. We stick the camera in their face and, you know, sort of record, or I put a mic on them and they just talk. And I was like, you know. Anyway, she walks in and it's a conservatory in a big glass back of a house we've built. And the dining table in the conservatory is set. It's got the cutlery, the crockery, it's got a cake, it's got strawberries and cream and everything. And she goes, you've dressed this. And the lady's like, oh, yeah, she has. So that was really positive. And then my sister-in-law just said, look, you know, we want to try and get a bit of a testimonial. Now, I can either sort of video you, but if you're uncomfortable with this, if you just wear this little square thing, we can record you. Just, oh, no, I'll wear the square thing. And for the first 2 minutes, she was a little bit nervous. And then she just opened up and we got like an hour interview and she's just saying, and it really opened my eyes because they were saying stuff I'd never heard before about how they processed and why they took us on and all that sort of stuff. So it was just so valuable.
Wow. Good stuff. That's huge. Yeah. That's also like the best market research or feedback you can get. Because now you can, like, one, use that in your marketing to overcome any objections. Yeah. Like, we love the how we work from A to Z on this process and that process. And then there's now a prospect that is concerned about how your process works. Like, hey, here's how we work with you. And also, here's our client that explained why this process helps. Like, that's, dead. Like, it just feeds the rest of your marketing. Because now that you've got this, it adds more on top to what you're doing. And then people get come through and you get testimonials and stack them on top. And it's just... Yeah, good. That's awesome, man. Good stuff. Love it. Okay, let's kick off. So, Ken, why don't you share with the audience a bit about where you were when you first started, when you started with the professional builder at TMV? So your situation professionally, your business situation, etc.
Been building in this area for about 10 years. I knew that I needed to get some professional help to move forward, and I was kind of stuck. Wasn't sure where to turn, and I found one group who appeared to sort of provide a lot of information. They did, but it was at a very high level. And while it was useful, I needed stuff that was low level, granular, grassroots. And so I was still looking around, went to another seminar, was kind of ho-hum. And then I came across you guys. And to be honest with you, I got a few people confused, but when I started to see the granular level of what you were talking about, how TPB was talking about, I got excited. So I asked you to, I think that was in October, I asked you to call back early December, and you did. I signed up, and basically it's like somebody just unzipped the toolbox and said, look, here's the hammer. This is how you use it. Here's a screwdriver. This is how you use it. And by the way, you need a square and that's how you're going to use it. So for me, it was a bit of a journey. I've been on about a 3-year program to get my accounting system right, to be able to identify profit and loss as we go through a job. And I was very frustrated with that. despite having a lot of advice on how to get it done, it just wasn't happening. So we're down that path now because I also moved to Build Exact and to Xero. And while we're not there, I feel we're a lot closer. So that was where I started.
Awesome. Great starting point, because everyone needs to start somewhere. So that's where you were at, basically 3 or 4 months ago. Now let's talk about the good stuff on where you're currently at right now. What wins have you had, the biggest ones, and what have you achieved since the time you signed up to now over this 4 month approximate time frame?
Single biggest factor has been the confidence to put up my margin. I knew it wasn't where it should be, but I had no visibility as to what anybody else was charging. So, you know, it felt like a 10% town. But once I started getting online and your breakout rooms and the way you actually get builders comfortable to talk very openly with each other gave me the confidence to go, okay, you know, I'm upping my rate. So immediately we do a lot of do and charge. That became 19 and a half instead of 10. And then I went out and I won a couple of jobs at 25 and 30%. So yeah, very scary, really knuckle biting stuff. But with you guys on the team sort of in the back corner, just going, yeah, you've got to do it. This, it's going to work. It's going to work. Have the confidence. That has become a reality. So single biggest factor, that's the top of the mountain. But there's so much more. Just so much more. In terms of most impact, actually giving me systems, pushing me to get a virtual assistant. And that has been a game changer. Again, granular grassroots level, giving me a document that listed out all the tasks a builder does. And I thought I had maybe 2 to 4 hours a day I could hand over to a virtual assistant. By the time I went through and ticked out and figured out how much time I actually spent, it was 47 hours. So the virtual assistant became a no-brainer. I got back 40 hours for the cost of, you know, $600 a week. Another big win, pushing me to sort of do the stuff I know. So you've pushed me out into quadrant one of the important but not urgent tasks. And we all spend our time in quadrant two where it's urgent and important. I had the confidence then to bring on a site manager. And after 3 weeks, he kicked me off site and said, I don't want you on the site, go away. So that was great. That gave me back another 30 hours a week. And so I've been able to now dive into the marketing. So we've commissioned a new website. I spent last Wednesday with a photographer, and again, just having the confidence to ask for testimonials. I got stuff I could not believe the lady was giving us, and two more tomorrow. One lady's, yes, can't wait to get in front of the camera. The other lady's going to be less so, but going to give us complete access to what has been probably been a $900,000 job over 2 years, where they just kept saying, oh, and while you're here, can you do this? And just kept adding to the job. So unfortunately, we have a lot of those clients. But yeah, that's sort of, in a nutshell, those are the things that have really made huge difference to us.
Wow. Huge. So as we know, gross profit margin is the most important number of your business. So you said that was the biggest milestone, being able to charge at higher rates, which you're doing right now. Second, arguably the second most valuable number in your business is your professional builder's rate or your hour rate. So if you're getting rid of low-level tasks to virtual assistants or especially 40 hours work, that is now elevating your hourly rate to now be at a higher rate and better. And now you're still in momentum of still completing actions. And this is all within like a four-month time frame. So imagine what's going to happen in another 4 months and then another 4 months. The future is really exciting for you, but that is, there's some big wins on the board that, yeah, you should be absolutely pumped about. So good stuff. That's awesome. So that's where you were at. And now that's where we started and where you are right now. The future is just honestly uncapped here at this point. I suppose, what have you found to be most valuable, almost helpful to get you from where you are right now to where you want to get to, whether that's a resource, a specific coaching tool, a program in general, et cetera. What have you found to be most helpful or useful for yourself?
That's a hard one, Vinny, because there are a number which would vie for top spot.
Nice.
No particular order some of the systemization documentations have been very useful. Some of the documentation that you provide just to help me step back and look in on what I'm doing has been great to evaluate, you know, my professional builder's rate. Possibly top of the pile would be going into seminars and breakout rooms where you challenge us to do 2 days' work in an hour or 2 hours. And then you ask us for three USPs. And I thought of two. But then we've got 70 builders in the room and all of them put up their two USPs and we'll go, oh, great. And we copy. So now I've got, you know, 50 USPs that I think I can use. And I'm not alone because I know a couple of the other builders in one of the breakout rooms said he did exactly the same thing. So that combined mind that, you know, you've got 70 guys who've just got so much experience in rooms sharing. And it really is a genuine sharing. I think that's possibly stands just a bit above others. Tools, you guys really use technology well, and that's given me confidence to actually get out and use Zoom and Teams and stuff like that. So the package that you supply feels like I'm getting good value from the service. Yeah.
Awesome. Really good. Thanks for those insights, man. I suppose my last question for you, Ken, is what would you say to a builder right now who might be sitting on the fence about whether they should do this program and jump into it or whether they should not? They're just sitting on that middle ground, that fence. What would you say to those people that are sitting there right now?
Gut reaction was you should have done it 6 months ago, but you've got to be in the right place, in the right, you've got to know that you don't know something. If you think, no, I can't be helped, then you won't get any value out of this. But if you realize, hey, there is something I can learn. And it was like I realized there was a door or a window and I was trying to look through to see what was in there. And you guys took me through that and have handheld me to show me that stuff. So if you are wanting to move your building business to a business as opposed to, you know, a licensed builder on the tools, TPB are going to be a tool in your back pocket that is just, you don't want to do without.
Thanks, Ken.
That's it for today's episode. Tune in every week if you want insights into what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors. There's four ways we can help you. One, join our free Facebook group for tips, processes, best practice. Two, go to www.theprofessionalbuilder.com to download some resources, look at case studies, see what's possible for your business. Three, schedule a one-on-one chat. We'll have a 15-minute chat, see what we can do to help take your business to the next level. No obligation, give you plenty of tips. And lastly, get a copy of the new book that's come out to help make your business more profitable. Cheers.